Chazal, we find two types of raya's. Some raya's are what we call a birur. A birur, it's mevareh or something. The best birur is two eidim. You don't know what happened, and two eidim come in and they say Reuven killed Shimon, or Reuven damaged Shimon's property. Two eidim is the best birur. What is a birur? Birur means it answers your question. It's mevareh. You have a question, what happened? Witnesses are a birur. They're mevareh. They establish the truth. The word birur is something which establishes the emes hadavar. That's what birur means. The concept of chazaka is not a birur at all. It's not a birur. There's no logic to say that since it started off malay, it was the mikvah was malay, it stayed malay as long as could be. There's no svara to that. There's no svara at all. The concept of chazaka is what? It's a hanhaga. Shev Shmeitzer, Shmeitzer Vav, Perichov Bey says, this you cite, that it's not a birur, it's a hanhaga. What does hanhaga mean? Hanhaga means that the Torah tells you, if you don't know what to do, you have a suffix, you don't know what to do, so what do you do? So you go basa chazaka. Does chazaka answer your question? You have a question. When did the mikveh become chasim? When did the woman become a bu'ula? Chazaka doesn't answer your question. It doesn't answer when it happened. There's no birur in chazaka. It's not mevar the emes. Because it could have happened earlier, it could happen later. Chazaka is a way to behave when you don't know. If a person is in a situation where they don't know, so you go basa chazaka. There's a case in the Mishnah in Taras. A man goes to sleep at night. And he's sleeping next to somebody else. During the night, he touches the person. And then when he wakes up in the morning, he gets up and he looks at the person next to him, and the person's dead. He died sometimes during the night. So he doesn't know if when he touched him, was the person dead already, and then he's tamei. Or if at that time he was still alive and he died later, he died in his sleep. So he doesn't know when he died. Obviously, if they're in the same room, it won't matter. Let's say they're camping outdoors. They're in the same room, these tamei atzayel anyway. Let's say they're outdoors. They lie down to sleep next to each other, and during the night he touches him. In the morning, the other person is dead. So, what do you do? So you don't know when he died. There's no way to know. So Chazaka says, Chazaka de Meikara, when he went to sleep, he was alive. So since when he went to sleep, he was alive, we assume that he stayed alive as long as possible. And if during the night the person touched him, Chazaka de Meikara says that the person who touched him is tar. Now, does that chazaka, is that mevarer that he died later? No. It's not mevarer that he died. Could have died earlier, could have died later. Sometime during the night he died. But it tells you how to be nayik. It's a hanhaga. It tells you how to behave. When you don't know what to do, so this is what you should do. If you don't have any way of being mevarer, so this is what you should do. That's what chazak is about. It's a hanhaga, a way the Torah tells you to act. Okay, eidim is not eidim, is a bearer. Raiv is also a bearer. If you have raiv to say something, raiv is a bearer. Raiv says, most probably, this is what happened. So if you have a situation where you say, hochanach ha raiv, that's a bearer. So now you understand. Let's say you have Ruba v'chazaka, which one's stronger? There's a rule of Shas, Ruba v'chazaka, Ruba adif. Why is Ruba stronger than chazaka? Because Raiv is mevar. It tells you what happened. It answers your question. Not with 100% certainty, but with a Raiv certainty. So when there's a birur, you don't go basa chazaka. If you have a way of being mevar the truth, you're not going to go with the chazaka. Chazaka is when you don't know what to do. You go basa chazaka. So Raiv is stronger than chazaka. Because Raiv is mevarer. Chazak is not about. This Yisoid results in a number of Chidushin. Just a simple one first. Let's say a man was by his wife and afterwards found that she was an Ida at the time. It was not the time she expected to be an Ida, it's by Allah. He finds that she was an Ida. So the Ramad, Simin Kuf Pei Hei, says, Ein Tzarech Kapara. He relied on a chazaka. She had a chazaka that she wasn't an Ida. She wasn't expecting to become an Ida at this day. So she doesn't need a kapara. That's what the Ramah says. She don't need a kapara. There's a Gemara in Yavamis that says that if a man gets married, a woman gets married because two Edim say her first husband died. Nisus Api Edim. She's an Eishes Ish. Two Edim come and they say her husband is dead. So she's allowed to remarry. Of course she's allowed to remarry. Right? Two Edim come to Bezin, they say her husband died, she remarries. Then later her husband comes back. Husband returns. The Edim were lying, or they made a mistake. So the Gemara says she needs a kapara. She does need a kapara. She has to bring a carbon. She's over and is a karis b'shaygeg. She brings a karbon chatas. Why should it be that if Edim, which is the best raya in the world, tell you something and you rely on them, they're good Edim. They're kosher Edim. They said Edim in Bezin. Bezin paskin up here. So Edim, which is the best raya in the world, you did RPM, and it was a toss, then you do need a kapara. And if you rely on a chazaka, which is not as good as Edim, then you don't need a kapara. What's a svara?
When you don't be sure, it's, then you need a
kapara.
It's here, you're not, it's a
suffix.
You can't say that she
did a kapara. Well, in which case is it a suffix? By chazaka. Well, now I know that she was a nida. I know for sure she was a nida.
It's a suffix, like she can't leave. So it's a suffix if you did something wrong.
No, it's a vadai. It's a vadai. It's a the man, he sees on his body, he sees blood. So during the bia, obviously, some blood came onto his body. So he's a vadai. He was over his nida. But he relied on chazaka, he doesn't need a kapara. If he relies on Edim, then he does need.
Chazaka isn't a bad edim. So therefore you're taking a risk by relying on it.
How much?
And the chazaka.
Right. So why don't you need a kapara if you took a risk? Madach, when I took a risk, I didn't take a risk. I need, so I took a risk. So I should need a kapara. The chiluk is that by Edim, you relied on Edim. What are Edim? They're a bearer. They're mevarer the fact. The Edim said, your husband is dead. So that was a toss. That was a mistake, right? The husband wasn't dead. That was a toss. So you need a kapara. You made a mistake. Somebody who makes a mistake needs a kapara.
You didn't make a mistake. Edim made a mistake.
The psak was a mistake. The Edim came and said, the husband is dead. And that was not true. They came to be Mevara the Safik. So you didn't make a mistake in the sense that you're allowed to rely on Edim. But the thing you relied on was a mistake. You relied on something which was a toss. So if you rely on something which is a mistake, so then you need kapara. By chazaka, we never said that chazaka is Mevara the truth. It wasn't a mistake. What is chazaka? The Torah said, if you don't know what to do, you rely on chazaka. If you don't know the truth, you rely on chazaka. That means a person is allowed, when he doesn't know, to rely on chazaka. So you did that. And the fact that she may have been a nida at the time, that you didn't make any mistakes. You knew that it's possible she is, possible she's not. But you knew that halacha is, you rely on chazakas.
But
So you relied on chazaka. There was no mistake.
But either you have more to rely on. So therefore, if somebody makes a mistake, it's not really your mistake. Somebody else made a mistake, and therefore you made a mistake. Over here, by chazaka, you made the mistake. You shouldn't rely on
You made
on
zero mistake. Why shouldn't I rely on chazaka?
It's not a strong enough reason.
No, but the Torah gave me permission that when I'm misupik, I should rely on chazaka. The Torah knew that if it's going to happen 100 times, one time it's going to go wrong. Or if in the middle of the night people die, if it happens 100 times, it's going to be 1 out of 100 or 10 out of 100 that the person was dead. But the Torah said, well, you don't know what to do. Rely on chazaka. The Torah gave you permission to rely on chazaka. But they only you're only allowed to rely on Edom because to Edom I'm a var of the suffix. When you rely on Edom, you're saying there's no suffix.
Why does she need it?
And if it turned out that you were wrong, so that you need a kapara. But Shain came by chazaka, where you know full well, I'm not saying that she's not Anita. She's not happy. But chazaka says she's not, so therefore I'm allowed to be by.
If Bezin accepted Adam, so then you say for sure it's true.
So I asked you this question last year, and you laughed at me. I asked you to accept to Adam and Bezin that he's dead, and then he walks in, so why don't we still pass that he's dead? Because Bezin accepted to Adam, and to Adam is the best right. Right? So you didn't agree with the question. I don't think you knew why, but... Right? Is it a toss? No? If it's a toss, it's a toss. You need a kapara. Chazaka, there was no toss. In the Shev Shmaitza, in Shmaitza Vav Perichov Beis, there's a very nice twist. And again, it should help you understand Chazaka. In a case of trey v'trey, two witnesses against two witnesses. You have two against two. Two witnesses say that this meat is kosher, and two witnesses say that meat is trey. You have trey v'trey. Right? Then what do you do? I was thinking about trey v'trey. So the din min ha-Torah is what? So the din Torah is uki trey la'adei trey. That's the din d'oraisa. The rabbanu were machmir in many cases, but trei v'trei min ha-Torah, trei v'trei you go basa chazaka. Trei v'trei you go basa chazaka. So what does that mean? Let's say two eidim say that this animal that you shechted had a hole in its lung. And two eidim say it didn't have a hole in the lung. So what's the din of the meat? Two eidim come, they say, we saw the lung of the animal, it had a hole. And two eidim say, no, we checked, it had no hole. So we know, assuming the animal's over a year old. If the animal's under a year old, it may have been born with a hole. Right, but let's say the animal's a two-year-old animal. So we know for sure it was born without a hole. Because an animal with a hole in the lung can't live more than 12 months. So it has a cheskes haguf. It was born without a hole in the lung. So if you have two against two, you go basa chazak. Right? If two against two, you go basa chazak. Shev Shmaisa says, what would be the din if you have two against two on something that it was born with? His example is Yeseres. An extra aver. Let's say if an animal has two hearts, it's treif. Kol yeser kenotul dami. Anytime an animal has an extra aver, it's as if it's missing the aver. So if an animal has two hearts or two livers, so then it's a treif animal. So let's say two eidim say this animal had an extra heart. Two animals say it didn't. It's seres. So there's no chazak. No chazak yet. So what do you do? So Zakti Shev Shmaitza, maybe we should go basa raiv. We should go basa raiv. Raiv behemis einam treifis. What? There's no chazak because it wasn't born. However, if it had two hearts, it was born with two hearts. Here we don't know for sure that it wasn't born that way. In the case of the hole in the lung, we know it was born without the hole in the lung. In the case of the two hearts, it might have been born with two hearts. I have to tell you, the Rashba says that a yeser, an animal could live more than 12 months with an extra aver. It's a treifis where it could live longer. It's just, it's a din that kol yasek cannot live. Just like if the heart would be missing, you can't live. That's an extra evikra. So in a yeseres, in an animal having an extra thing, there is no cheskes agof. There's no chazak in the meikar. It may have been born that way. So we can't go basa chazak, so we have trey v'trey. So the question is, should we go basa raiv? So what's it then? Do you go basa raiv by trey v'trey? Remember anything from... The suffix is, which is the true, which Adam are telling the truth. Two Adam say it had two hearts, and two Adam say they're lying, it only had one heart. Two Adam say they know it did, and two Adam say they know it didn't. So I, the Bezdin, I don't know how to pass it. Trey v'trey, I don't know how to pass it. What? Raiv is a bearer. Raiv is a bearer. So now, can I say, Raiv behem is saying I'm trafis. Raiv animals don't have two hearts. So, can I go bus a raiv?
Huh?
Still. The thing is, you don't go bus a raiv. Because raiv can be stronger than two adim. If you have two adim against two adim, and you add raiv to one side, it's not machriya. Because if you had four adim against two adim, what's the din? Trey v'trey, right? Or six Adim and two Adim and Trey v'trey. So Raiv can't be more than two more Adim. So if you have Raiv plus two Adim against two Adim, it's still Trey v'trey. Right? So Raiv doesn't work. Raiv is not Machriya. So the Shef Shmaisa says we now have a cute Hechitimtza. Ruba v'chazaka. Ruba v'chazaka. Ruba Adif. Raiv is better than Chazak. By Trey v'Trey, Raiv does not work, and Chazaka does work. But if Chazaka works, and Ruba v'Chazaka, Ruba Adif, so then Raiv should certainly work. Follow? You have Trey v'Trey. So Trey v'Trey, you go basa Chazaka. That's for sure. Then I tell you. Ruba, Trey v'Trey, go basa Chazak. Now, if Ruba v'Chazaka, Ruba Adif. So if Trey v'Trey, go basa Chazaka, Kavachai, Misha, go basa Raif. Right? Certainly go basa Raif. And yet, by Trey v'Trey, we don't go basa Raif, and we do go basa Chazaka. How could that be?
It doesn't help us in that case.
Why?
Because it's still going to be Trey v'Trey. Even if you have Raif.
Why do we say Chazaka doesn't help? It's Chazaka plus Adam against Adam. I say the same thing. Two Adam is two Adam. So now it's two Adam plus Chazaka against two Adam.
It's a suffix.
It's a Chazaka. That's right. Anything that's a bearer can help you. Anything that's a bearer, it can't help you. Because you have two Adam and two Adam, you have the strongest bearer. And they contradict each other. So if you can add more types of bearer, it's not going to help. More Adam, Raiv, any other type of thing that's Mevara the Suffolk. Not going to help you. Because you already had the maximum bearer. But what is Chazaka? Chazaka is that if I don't know what to do, I don't know what to do, so what do I do now? I go basa Chazaka. It's not a steer to Adam. The Chazaka is not saying these Adam are right, these Adam are wrong. Chazaka is saying, we taka don't know which Adam are telling the truth. And when you don't know what to do, you go basa Chazaka. So by Trey v'Trey, it makes sense to go basa Chazaka. It makes a lot of sense. Because what is Chazaka? Chazaka is, when you don't know what to do, you go basa Chazaka. So when you have Trey v'Trey, of course you go basa Chazaka. It's the biggest suffix in the world you could ever have, is Trey v'Trey. Because two Adam is the strongest raya. Yeah, so you have the strongest raya on this side, the strongest raya on that side. You go basa Chazaka. But Sha'ekin, if you're going to add a bearer is not going to help you. Because a bearer just adds to the suffix. You have two Adam against two Adams, they have two Adam against two Adam plus a raiv. It doesn't help. So what comes out is that in certain ways, Chazaka, being that it's what we're calling a hanhogas asveikis, is stronger than Raif. It's not stronger. See, Chazak is not stronger than Rav. It just works in certain places where Rav doesn't work. There's another Hechatimsa where we're going to have later in the Masechta, in the second parak, where Rav doesn't work and Chazaka works. That's by Mamon. Ein Helchim b'Mamon achar Rav. We don't go by Mamon after Rav. Yet, we are going to have cases where you go by the Chazaka. There are going to be cases where a woman has a ksuba. It's a question if she was a ba'ula at the time the ksuba was written or not. And we go basa chazaka, say she was born a basula, she was a basula when the ksuba was written, and she gets 200 zuz. Chazaka is going to be machriya, cheskas goes to machriya and mamon. And enoch and mamon achar arrive. And ruba chazaka ruba adif, how could that be? But the answer is the same answer, that rive is a bearer. And the bearer of rive, it doesn't work by mamon, wherever we learn it from. Enoch and mamon achar arrive. It's nothing to do with chazaka. Chazaka says, if you don't know the fact, so you say it didn't change. That's chazaka.
What's the chazaka about the animal here? What are we saying again?
An animal that has two hearts has no chazaka, so you can't go by the chazaka.
But you're working with all the animals? You're working with other animals?
If you have an animal, two items say it had two hearts, and two items say it didn't. So there's no chazaka. Can't go bus arrive. It's a regular suffer deraisa lachomer. If you have this shaila with an animal that two witnesses say had two hearts and two witnesses they didn't, there's nothing it could be machriya. A birah came in machriya, not rive, not edim, not chazaka. There's no chazaka. So it's a suffer deraisa lachomer. If you have a case where two edim say it had a hole in the lawn and two edim say it didn't have a hole in the lawn, then it could be machshir. Because there is a chazaka. It was a cheskas aguf was born without a hole in the lawn, and the chazaka will be machriya minatay. And therefore, Minatayr will be kosher. Because the chazaka is machriya.
But doesn't it get a chazaka from the beginning that it was born with a normal one eiver?
That's only if you know it was born that way. You only get a chazaka in Kara.
This set of Edom are saying that it was born that way.
And this set of Edom are saying it wasn't born that way.
And see, it's that normally, and just like by the Isha, we say she was born cheskes kosher.
Yeah, see, the chazaka, the first step has to be indisputable to give it a chazaka. We know every woman is born not a bula. You can't dispute that. We know an animal that's 2 years old was born without a lung. Nobody arguing. We're certainly born without a lung. You can get a chazaka, we know for certain it started a certain way. A person goes to sleep, we know he started alive as a chazaka. In the case of the two hearts, we don't know how it was born, so we can't give it a chazaka. Chazaka de Meikara means it was originally a certain way, and it stayed that way. Rive works because it answers the question. The question is this animal treif or not? Rive says, it's not treif because most animals are not. That answer is not a good answer because you have two items against that answer. Two items say it was.
Two items cancel each other out. It's not clear what's happening.
But if you're right that the two items cancel each other out, so if two more items come, it should be good. These two cancel each other out. So if two more items come, it should be good.
Those two other items are saying the same thing.
So they're canceling them out too. Same with the Rive. The two Adam cancel out the Rive too. The Rive is a bear and the two Adam is a bear. You want to be Mavar something, you have to be Mavar it. You can't go up against Adam, which the Torah trusted to the maximum.
Can you say Sarah's
wives are regular Suffolk? They're Ras Lachomo. That's what the Shmaitzer says. I think there's a Rabbi Chanan who says that in the case of a chi of shvua, a person can't swear that something is true based on chazaka. Because chazaka is not a bearer. Same idea. Chazaka is not a bearer. It doesn't answer your question. It doesn't give you a right to say that this is the way it is. Okay, now that we understand chazaka a little bit, let's get back to our Tati L'Reyesa. What is a Tati L'Reyesa? I believe I only gave you one example yesterday of Tati L'Reyesa, and that is the case of a mikveh. What's the case? The mikveh had 40 sa'ah, today it has 39 sa'ah. Some place in between, someone took out a sa'ah. We don't know when. Could happen any day over the last month.
We know for sure it had
40 sa'ah on Rosh Chodesh, and on the 29th day of Chodesh, we know for sure it had 39 sa'ah. What happens to all the tefillahs that took place during the year? Cheskes HaGuf de Meikara says that we assume it had 40 sa'ah as long as possible, and it became chaser the last day, and the Chazak de Meikara says tar. On the other hand, the Chazak de Dina, what's the Nidain? The Nidain is the Kelim that were tayvel. The Kelim that were tayvel had a Chazak de Meikara of Tumah. They started off Dvarim Tumayim. They started off Tumayim. So they have a Chazak de Dina, the Meikara being Tumayim. Halacha is, despite our Taisva says that Chazak Cheskes HaGuf is stronger than Chazak HaDedina, nevertheless, here it's Tamei, because we add a Chazak HaDehashta. Chazak HaDehashta says that, Chazak HaDehashta says now it's Chaser. So now it's Chaser, Stamu was Chaser, going back, it was Chaser until the time we have to say it wasn't chaser. The concept of chazaka da'ashta is if it's this way today, mistamu was this way yesterday, and the day before, and the day before. That's a very weak chazaka. Chazaka normally works that however it was in the beginning, it stayed that way to the future. A normal chazaka starts from the beginning and goes to the future.
Isn't the chazaka on the daily? Chazaka da'ashta?
No, chazaka da'ashta is on the mikvah. Chazaka da'ashta is that if there would be no chazak de meikara, let's say I filled up a mikvah, I didn't measure it. And today I look at the mikvah and it has 39 sa'ah. So if there would be no chazak de meikara, no chazak de din, I've just a question, did this mikvah have, today it has 39 sa'ah, how much did it have yesterday? I would go according to chazak de hashta. Whatever it is today, I say it was that way yesterday and the day before. Chazak de hashta is a weak chazak, because of Gezeres HaKasid, not because of a Svara. And it's number three in the list of Chazakas. But we say that number two and number three together are stronger than number one. That things you are Tevel during this month are Tamei, because you have two against one. Yeah, the Yeshua calls it two Chazakas that the Kelim are still Tamei. And one chazaka at the Kelim Atar, so two against one wins, even though the one is stronger than the two or the three separately, but it's not stronger than the two of them together. That's the klal of a Mishnah, Tati L'Reyesa. Tati L'Reyesa, Chazal use another lashon, that you mitzaref, the chasal of anecha, with we will call it Tati L'Reyesa, which is the simplest lashon. Two things say bad. These two things say bad, that's Tati L'Reyesa, and therefore it's bad. Therefore it's bad. I believe those of you who learned Yerideya had another similar shaila by a sheikhet. The sheikhet has to be an expert in Hilchos Shechita. If you have somebody who's not an expert who shechts, then we paskin that it's neveil. A sheikh must be an expert in halachis. If he does not know the halachis, even though it looks easy, you see a sheikh at shech, it's not so easy, a lot of things can go wrong. And therefore, if he doesn't know the din, we assume it's treif. What happens if you have a chazaka, a sheikh, who has a kabbalah, that means he was feherd, right? The word smicha is when you get smicha. A sheikh is called kabbalah. Smicha to shech is called kabbalah. He has a kabbalah, he was feherd, he knew his stuff. And you give him a bechina, and you find that he forgot everything. He came in Amaretz, go into a Shechita house, and you fehere Shechit, and he doesn't know. So what do you do now? He's not a Shech. What about all the things he Shechted yesterday? What about everything he Shechted yesterday? What's the Shaila? What's the shayla? Huh? When did he forget? When did he forget everything? At what point did he forget? Chazaka the Meikara says that what?
Huh?
Somebody says that yesterday he still remembered. He just forgot. This morning he forgot. Chazaka the Meikara would say, no? Chazaka the Meikara says everything shechted is good until you find out he's no good. Chazaka the Hashta would say he's in Amoritz now. Still was in Amoritz yesterday too. So you have a chazaka de meikar, a cheska sagov, chazaka de hashton. But what's the nidain on the animal? The animal has a chazaka de dina, that every animal is becheskis treifa, hachiye de lochabam and ishchita. Every animal is not a shchuta. Every animal is becheskis not kosher. There's a chazaka de dina on the animal that it's not a shchuta. So therefore, there's a tati l'reyesa in this case. You have two things l'reyesa. Number one, chazaka de hashta. Number two, the nidain is on the behema. The behema, a living behema, you're not allowed to eat. Right? It will be. It's not shchuta. So you have a chazaka. The hashta plus the chazaka the dina, which say it's bad. You have a chazak the meikara, which says it's good. So therefore we pass it's no good. We say it's no good. Because the tarti l'reisa outweigh the chazak the meikara. Because this is a second example of tarti l'reisa, of which there are a number of examples. This is the second example.
Well, we're trying to show like that. You have two and three coming against number one.
Yeah.
Is that the case of the
air? Here, meaning in which case? By the shechet? Yes, you have two and three. You have three that is in Amaretz. You have two that the behema is becheskes neveima until you shechet. And
the whole pathway is only two different things. Like the next one, the chazak number three is going on the shechet. The chazak number two is going on the
behema.
The behema.
And here it's going on the mikvah, and this is going on the kehem. Interesting thing. How does that work? Okay, hopefully we'll understand all this when we get to Rabbi Kiva. Okay, these are two types of Tati Lareis. Comes along the Pnei Yeshua, and he says that our Taisis is Shver. What is our Taisis telling us? That an Eishes Kayin has a Cheska Saguf that tells us that's bad. Cheskes Haguf says Hashta Nebala, that she was a psula as late as possible, and she has a Chazaka de Dino, which is good. Okay, here's the opposite. Here, the Cheskes Haguf is bad, says that she was Mizana Tachtav. The Chazaka de Dino is that she's a Ksheira. So the Chazaka de Dino would say she's Mutter to the Kayin. Correct, Pnei Yeshua, you also have a Chazaka de Hashta. What is a Chazaka de Hashta? It's telling you, now she's a Chazaka de Hashta. Now she's a Bula. So let's go and say she's a Bula as far back as we can. And say she was Nibala, not Tachtav, which is a Kula. Say she was Nibala, not Tachtav. And Mimela, she's Mutta to husband. So what the Pnei Yeshua is asking is that you take 1, 2, and 3, and you plug it into our Gemara. Chazaka Zaguf de Meikara says that she's Mutarasa to the Kayin. Chazaka Zaguf de Meikara says Nibala as late as possible, that she's Asa. And she's Asa to the Kayin. Because she was Nibala as late as can be. And the Chazaka de Dina de Meikara, she was born a Kshera, tells you that she's Kasha. Right? And the Chazaka de Hashta, now she's a Bu'ula. If you say Chazaka de Hashta, it means you say she's a Bu'ula as far back as could be. So it tells you she was Mizana, not Tachtav. And it also tells you that she's a Ksheira. Right? That she's a Ksheira. So you have two things telling you that she's a Ksheira. And why don't we say that the two should be stronger than the one? The two things that tell you she's kosher. It's funny calling it Tati L'Reyes. It's here in this case, it has to be Tati L'Ksheira. But the fact is, you have two things telling you that she's okay, and one thing telling you she's not okay. So why don't we paskin that she's kosher? This is the Pnei Yeshua's kasha on Taisus. And Pnei Yeshua himself doesn't really say a teretz to the kasha, but Rabbi Kiva Eiger comes along with the teretz. Kiva Eiger says a teretz, which is really an insight into how Tati L'Reisa works, and hopefully it'll be a havana of how it works. Rabbi Kiva Eiger says that the Tarti only, the only time we say Tarti L'Reisa, that two and three win, is when they both are telling you the same thing. When they're both pointing to the same thing, which means the case of mikvah. The Cheskes HaGuf says, the Chazoka de Hashtai, I mean, says that the mikvah was chasa before. The Chazoka of the Keli is Tamei says the mikvah was chasa before. They're both saying the same thing. The reason they work together is because they work together. Is because they're telling you the same avis. They're telling you the same that the same thing happened. They're assuming the same thing took place. That's what that's when they work together. In all cases of Tati L'Reisa, the two things are really doing exactly the same. Let's say Benishaychit. The Chazaka de Hashta says he was in Amaretz last week. The Chazak of the animal says he was in Amaretz last week. The Shechita was no good. So the two things are really saying the same. They're working in tandem. They're working together. So then they override the first one. Sachter b'kivega. However, in our case, what does Cheskes Sheira tell you? What's our case? The man says, Pesach Pesach Mitzasim. The woman says, what? Wasn't Pesach Pesach? I was a Pesach. Right? So now they come into Bezdin with an argument. They come into Bezdin and they have a dispute. So let's see. She could be kosher for two reasons. She could be mutter to her husband either because she was a Pesach, like she claims, or because she was a ba'ula, not tachtov. Right? There are two different reasons she could be kosher. Now, Chazaka de Hashta says what? That she's kosher for which reason? Chazaka de Hashta says, if now she's a ba'ula, mistama she was a ba'ula all the way back, and she was mezana, not tachtov. She was mezana, not tachtov. And memeila, she's mutter to a kai. So this says she's mutter to a kayin. Why? Why does this say she's mutter to a kayin? Because she's a ba'ula, not tachta, right? She's a ba'ula, not tachta. Now, does her cheskes kashrus say that she was nibala, not tachta? She was born with a cheskes kashrus. Does that say that she was nibala not tachtav? Loved after. It's true. She's nibala not tachtav. She's kosher. That's not the only way to marry a kayin. Is to be nibala not tachtav.
That's a
chesed sefer. What? Chesed sefer says she was tachtav. She stayed in Pesulah's light as passive. Right. The cheskes kasheira is telling you that she's kosher. Does kasheira mean that she's nibala loved tachtav? No. The fact that she's a ksheira could be because she was a psula. As a matter of fact, most ksheirim are not psula. It could also be that it was nibala not tachta. But it's not as if the cheskes, assuming it's kosher, is because, assuming it's kosher, why? Because she's nibala not tachta. You see a woman, a stama woman, you say she's becheskes kashrus. That's what you mean? You mean she was nibble and not tachtav? Yishitzik Shaila. They don't work together. They don't necessarily work together. They could work together. It could be she's kosher because she nibbled alav tachtam, but they don't necessarily point to the same thing. In effect, it's not two and three against one. It's you have one against two against three. You have one which says nibbled tachtam, three which says nibbled alav tachtam, and two which says maybe she was a psula at the end, or maybe she was nibbled alav tachtam. But it's not telling you, not two and three are not telling you the same thing. They're not saying the same thing. And being that they're not saying the same thing, it doesn't work. When do two and three work? When they tell you the same thing, when they're saying the same concept. But not when they're telling you different concepts. This is Rebbe Kivaga's text. Now, the truth is that in all rights, I should tell you, Rabbi Kivaga's Teres. Now I should start telling you, is this Mustaver? We should argue about it. You can't really argue about Rabbi Kivaga's Teres until you swallow it. If Rabbi Kivaga will be a Gemara, I've learned the Gemara with you, and then we start talking if it's Mustaver. Because I think they are too studded based on things we've spoken about and what Rabbi Kivaga is saying. But this is Rabbi Kivaga's Yisayid, which again, you should look back at your sheets inside at Rabbi Kivaga, and try to understand. And this is what there's room to argue. This is a very, you can get deeper and deeper into this. But it's dangerous to get deeper into it until you have the, you know, what you have clear where you're coming from. Yeah. This is Rabbi Kivaga's parents. No problem, Rabbi Kivaga's parents.
You can't say anything about Sheikhet that the Chazak of the Dina is different than the Chazak of the Dina.
What about the Mikveh? The Mikveh you're fine with? The mikveh case fits in very good with Kivaga. The mikveh case, two and three say the same thing. If it's tameh, it can only be tameh if the mikveh is chaser. And if mikveh is chaser, mikveh is chaser, same thing. So
we
shaykh,
didn't check
it. What?
We didn't check it until now. We didn't know that it was 47.
We checked it initially, it was 40. We checked it now, it's 39. In between, we title the cave. No, Chazak of the Hashcha says whatever it is now was all the way back.
The
Meikar says it was kosher. So it was possible. The Chazak of the Keli says it was originally Tameh, it's still Tameh. That could only be true if the mikveh is chaser. That's the only way that the mikveh, that the Keli can still be Tameh is if it's chaser. Over here, it's not the only way she's kshera. The only way is that she was nibbled alav tachtam. That's not the only way.
Yes, it is here because she might be nibbled alav tachtam. The only way she could still be kosher is nibbled alav tachtam.
Okay, so we can argue about that. Is she Lamaisa Nibala? She says she's a Psula.
I mean, you don't have to, but
he's saying Kasim
Psula.
He's saying Kasim Psula. So therefore, what? Therefore, depends how you look at Shabi Anasha. This is what to argue about. But not our regalachas. If we want, we could spend a couple of days on the Rebbe Kivaga and on the Tati Lareis. The Tati Lareis, I'm sure that you can give Shia a week's worth, on Tati Lareis. But, when you finish a week's worth, sometimes you forget the beginning of Tati Lareis. So you should know, it's Kilu, you should have an index card with the rules of Tati Lareis. And then you could have a schmooze. As long as you can go back to your index card, which is the rules of Tati Lareis, it's fine. The danger is when you start getting into it, you start getting confused. And you forget the basic rule. You have to remember the basic rules of Tati Lareis. So what it means. Yeah.
I don't understand
the Because the way Rabbi Kivaga phrases it, Chazak Dashi, she's a bula now, she's a bula before. Did she have to be a bula before to have the Cheskes Kashrus? Does a woman have to be a bula from before Erison to be a Kashrus? No, she could be a Kshayra because she was never Nibal. The idea that a woman is born a Kshayra doesn't say Edis that she was Nibal Alav Tachtav. It's not like a Keli. The fact that the Keli is Tameh could only be true if the mikveh was missing the Sah, because we know we titled it, that's for sure. So the only way it could be is if the mikveh was Chasim. So there, the fact that the Keli was originally Tameh tells you there was no 40 sah. That chazaka means you have to assume there was no 40 sah. So that could say, Ms. Chazaka Dahash, there was no 40 sah. That's not necessarily true here. Once this tells you she was nibala, so this could only make sense. It was nibala shalaitachta. That's true. Because once you have this, this could only be one way. But what we want to do here is say that we have two independent chazakas that we're going to be mitzdarif. So this chazaka has to tell it to you on its own, and this chazaka tells it to you on its own. Us, now you have two, it's stronger than one. But if the only way this tells it to you is because of this, so that means you have chazaka dahash against chazaka beikar. Because even this is only because of chazaka dahash. So it's not strong.
Why do you say this
anyway? By sheikhet. Yeah, by sheikhet, what do you want to say? No, maybe by sheikhet, chazaka dahash is today's in our models. My beikar is a meikar is a tamachach. No, the behemah is becheskes trev. So you could ask. There are many ways the behemah could be trev. Could be trev because he's namaretz. But even if he's not a namaretz, it could be trev. Is that true that he was not a namaretz? No, the veil. I don't mean trev. I mean it's the veil. The shechita was veil. The veil. So it's the veil. Could be in the veil of different reasons. Sometimes a good sheikhet makes a mistake. It's a little different. There, you're saying there's another possibility which is a not shriyachtika possibility. Here I'm saying there's another possibility which is a very common possibility. She's a ksheira, because she's a ksheira, like most women are ksheira. Okay, there's one more in the kuda I'm not going to get to, but I'll suggest. Maybe I'll discuss it with you tomorrow, because you really can't learn Tati Dereza without it. But there's a Ktzais, which is very clear. You can read the Ktzais without any knowing the other subya. So Chayshe Mishpat, Simen Lama Dalid, Ktzais Hay. I'll just tell you the case the Ktzais is talking about, and you should be able to understand it. The Ktzais is talking about two Eidim said Eidus. Eidim said Eidus. Other Eidim came in and they said that this first aid is a ganif, he stole. However, it's not clear to Beis Din what happened first. If he stole, when I say stole, I mean he became a Rasha. If he became a Rasha before the Haggadah Seidus, or if he became a Rasha after the Haggadah Seidus. So in other words, we know Hashta, this means a Rasha. Meikara, everyone has a chazaka to Meikara. He was a firm person. And we're not sure if he became a Rasha before the Haggadah Seidus. He's saying Eidus to be Maitzi Mamon. Was it before the Haggadah Seidus or after? So again, how does this work with Tati Lareyasa? So you'll figure it out. You'll look at the concise.